All right. Facebook notified that we went live. What about YouTube? YouTube's always late. I don't know what it is, but YouTube's always late. Trying to wait here. Well, if you're on Facebook, why don't you just reach out and say, hey. Just type in the chat, say hello. I'm waiting for YouTube to catch up. YouTube does take time sometimes for some reason. And the TV is shut off behind me. Ugh. And in case you noticed, I'm all by my lonesome. I'm so lonesome, I could cry. Damn, it's a shame. Damn, why does YouTube take forever to pop up? I'm just kind of waiting for YouTube to catch up here. Say it's live. Well, hell, as you can see, it's morning, Kel. As you see, I am by my lonesome. Kim went and laid down, and she went to sleep on me. She actually went down to get in the cooler air because she's been having a little issue with being overly hot. The temps have gotten up to 116 this week. We're on a huge upswing in our temperatures than normal. Anyway, so she wasn't feeling good, so she went to lay down, and yeah, she went to sleep on me. Oh, well. We'll do this anyways. And greetings, Tom. Tom says, greetings from somewhere on I-84 in Idaho. I can listen, but cannot comment for the next 30 minutes. Yeah, poor kid. Well, Tom, just don't worry. You know how these shows go. It is. Well, I mean, I got a lot to get into, so I will go ahead and get the show started. You be safe driving there, Tom. Yeah, I got to find where everything's at again. Good morning. And this is Using the Views. I'm Scott. Normally I have Kim. I noticed that's Kim on the hill. I was expecting her to be up, but she unfortunately hasn't been feeling well. So she went to get cooled off and actually fell asleep. So we're going to let her sleep here at 2 a.m. here in Arizona. And it's 5 a.m. on the East Coast. And again, we're having morning coffee. Yep, I made that a little warm. Anyways, like I was saying before the show, before the pre-show or during the pre-show, Kim, we've been hitting really high temps. Matter of fact, let's see what the hell even our temp's going to be today. Today, well, I'll be sleeping until this afternoon's tonight's show, which tonight's show, we're going to be doing Convoy, the movie from 1978. Should be lots of fun. Yeah, so we're expected to hit 116 today. Yay. A little early for that stuff, but hey. This is our racing podcast. And as you see, it says NASCAR All-Star Race and more. I was really hoping to have Kim out here because I'm pretty sure she had a rant about the NASCAR race. But we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the IndyCar double feature at Belle Island in Detroit. We're going to talk a little bit about SRX, which is. Shit, I can't remember the name of what the hell. Anyway, it's a new series car created by Tony Stewart and Ray Ebraham and two other investors that they're obviously rich business people, but other than that, they're really not part of NASCAR Hall of Fame like Ray Ebraham, who was a crew chief of Jeff Gordon for his four championships. I think it was all four. And then Ray went on to bring the Dodge manufacturing team back into NASCAR in the early 2000s. He had Bill Elliott drive for him for a while, plus Casey Kane. And then of course, Tony Stewart started in sprint cars, moved up to Indy cars, eventually moved over to NASCAR, drove the 20 Home Depot car. Then he formed his own team with Gene Haas called Stuart Haas Racing. He drove for that team for a couple of years in the 14 car, won one championship there, plus another one with Joe Gibbs. And he retired and has, you know, been the owner of the team. Also owns Eldora Speedway. And just this last year in 2020, him and Ray were talking about this new racing series they wanted to create. And it's initials are SRX. So we'll get into that though. But first of all, I really want to get into this IndyCar race. Now, actually, oh, see, this is what happens when Kim's not here. I forget to do the fun stuff. So first of all, let's get into real stuff. Thank you, our patrons, Lunar Girl and Dragon Buddy, Don Della Snooch Solsky, Brady Big Lovin', Hannah, Mikey, Brinley, and Case. If you'd like to join our Patreon, go to patreon.com, search in the creator bar Used and Abused Pod. You can check out our pod family, the Sidebar Cantina, the Escape Pod, Sweet Studios, Big Sweet's Excellent Adventure, and Tactical Swede. Don't forget to smash that like button. If you are new to the channel, click subscribe, then click that bell to be notified when we go live and upload new videos. If you are also on Facebook, you can, if you're not a member of our Use and Abuse group, go ahead and click that, and it will also let you know when we go live on Facebook, because we do simulcast on both YouTube and Facebook. You can find Use and Abuse on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. I'm not really even that active on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, but definitely barely active on Tumblr. Our email is usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. And that and can be spelled out, or that and needs to be spelled out A-N-D. So that's usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. Our website is usedabusedpod.com. That's all lowercase. And if you go to tpublic.com and search for used abused pod, all lowercase, all together, for our merch store. You can also find our merch store links on our social medias and website. Oh, I'm going to have to cough. My voice hasn't taken that much in a long time. It's been a while since I've done an episode by myself. But like I said, we're going to get into this IndyCar race. I didn't watch day one. And I certainly didn't take notes for day two because I knew we had the NASCAR race that night. But Saturday was kind of eventful for the IndyCar race on lap. Oh, Lord, I can't remember what lap number it was. Anyways, on lap 60, or I don't remember what that number was, 60. Let's see here. Rosenquist. All right, lap 23 of the race. My bad. So let's get into this real quick. We'll bring this one up. Add to the stream. Now, unfortunately, really, probably not seeing me. I'm on the wrong screen anyways. Oh, Lord. I got to pop screens down. I got other screens in my way. There we go. You might be able to see my mouse. Anyways, the car, Felix Rosenquist here, drives for Arrow McLaren. He was coming into turn six at Bell Island road course there in Detroit. He downshifted into turn six, and when he did, the throttle stuck open and he ended up hit the tire barrier here first, which then shoved the tires up and over the wall. The car climbed a little bit up on the tire barriers. You can't see it in this shot, but these K-rails, one of them is actually laid over. And the thing that they're pointing out during the race was the fact that these K-rails are actually tied together, so they shouldn't topple over like that. So just by looking at this, you can tell it was a massive wreck. And first of all, unlike F1, where F1 will not show once they think a driver might be injured, they won't show the wreck anymore. they'll stay away from it until they know the driver is okay. Well, unfortunately, NBC went straight into the driver's cam. Luckily, he was already moving around. I was thankful for that. I'm sure I was not hoping, you know, we see anything ugly or you know, blood or whatnot. You know, you sure? I mean, yeah, I don't want to see any of that stuff on TV. So, but he was moving around. He never did lose consciousness. Later on in the event, they did talk to one of the lead medical guys when they got there, or that did, triage right there on the track. First of all, he said he never lost consciousness. He was constantly talking to him. He had a little bit of soreness down in his legs, which a friggin' front end is gone. I mean, you can't see that picture there. You can't see it in that picture, but yeah. The front end's obviously been torn off in pieces. But he said because he didn't have any life-threatening injuries, you know, they brought him to the Infield Care Center, got him, and he was stabilized. Nothing going, but they flew him to the nearest hospital and kept him overnight. He didn't race on Saturday. On Sunday. He obviously went 23 laps on Saturday, but he didn't race on Sunday. They got another guy to drive his car on Sunday just to give him a break, or, you know, give him some time to recuperate. And yeah, Kelly, I definitely agree. Yikes. And watching the video of that, because we have Paramount. And no, not Paramount, it's Peacock. Peacock and NBC Sports apps. We have those, and watching the replay. Oh, one, you can just, you as he downshifts a gear, you can hear the throttle stick because it just goes, bah, 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 and it just takes off on him. He was just there for the ride. Anyways, he got released on Sunday. He did stay overnight for just observation, was released on Sunday. And by the end of the race on Sunday, he was actually congratulating the winner via Twitter, which I thought was pretty cool. Anyways, just to go over the top five standings from the Saturday race. Well, actually, as the race got going around lap number 63, Romain Grosjean, a Frenchman who was once a Formula One driver last year. He's the guy that, he's the one at Bahrain last year caught fire after hitting the wall. That's where I, on that right there, me and Kim literally thought we saw the death of a race car driver. It's about like watching Ryan Newman the year before, you know, in 2020 at the Daytona 500. You saw that wreck. That was nasty. It looked like I thought we lost him then. And then we had this wreck last year towards the end of the season for F1. And I thought for sure we lost Romain Grosjean. Came away with just burns, which is amazing. He got out of the car. Anyways, his Haas F1 team got rid of him. And so he ended up coming to America to race IndyCar. Anyways, he had an incident. I mean, he just broke or something. Anyways, broke on track. Brought up the red flag. You know, and let's see. Cause I think they called it, contact. So it was a wreck. Oh, okay. You watched the Toyota Sierra race, right on. Yeah, we're gonna get into the SRX. We did. I totally forgot it was on, but we'll get into SRX. I don't want to touch on it. But anyways, so Roman Rex, they red flagged the race again. So that was just two red flags on Saturday, and at that time, who was it? I'm trying to find Will Power. Was in the lead of the race with Marcus Ericsson behind him and Rinus VK, Pat O'Ward behind him for the top four. Well, after they got down pit road, for some reason, IndyCar has this rule where you have to wait for all the cars to be stopped on pit road before the lead car team can come out and start pulling the cooling fans into the car to cool it down. Well, after the long red flag, ended up cooking his ECU engine or ECU unit, which is a electronic control unit. They also have that on in F1. ended up cooking that, couldn't restart the race or couldn't restart his car. So the team had to replace it. And by the time they did, he was three laps down and no longer in the lead of the race. But we'll go down the top 10 real quick. And that for finishing in first place for his first ever IndyCar win is Marcus Ericsson, who a couple of years ago came from the F1 world over to IndyCar. Rinus VK, second. Paddle Award, third. He also drives for Arrow McLaren. I don't remember everybody drives for, so I do apologize. In fourth place, we had Takuma Sato. Fifth, Graham Rahal. Sixth, Santino Ferrucci. Seventh, Alexander Rossi. Eighth, Scott Dixon. Ninth, Ed Jones. And 10th, Joseph Newgarden. And that was our results from Saturday. Now we're going to get into our Sunday results as soon as I can get there. Since the computer wants to work. Computer's like, it's too early in the morning, dude. Come on. Wake up. There we go. All right. Now we got the Grand Prix race two. Again, they race on Sunday, another 70 laps. So they race 70 laps on Saturday. Now another 70 laps on Sunday, with most laps led by Joseph Newgarden. He led 67 laps. Paddle Ward led three. And the three he led were the most important three, the last three of the race. So Paddle Ward gets his second win of the season for Arrow McLaren. Joseph Newgarden came in second. Third was Alex Palou. Fourth was Colton Herta. Fifth was Graham Rahal. Sixth was Will Power. Seventh was Scott Dixon. Eighth was Simon Pagenaud. And ninth was Marcus Ericsson. We had two cars end with mechanical. One of them was Roman Grosjean. His car stopped on one of the straightaways, and the brakes caught on fire. I don't know what it is with Roman in fire, but damn. He got out of the car quickly, obviously, from being almost burned alive the year before in F1. Anyways, he ran over to the pit or the wall, got a fire extinguisher, started trying to put out the fire on his brakes, and the AMR safety team got there and yanked him away, and he threw the freaking fire extinguisher, and then at the end he handed the pin to the AMR guy. It was kind of fun. All right. Anyway, so that's IndyCar. I mean, I say that when we watched the 500, Indianapolis 500, I didn't know how much I was really going to get into the IndyCar series. I figured I might get into some of the races when it's just NASCAR and IndyCar versus F1 and NASCAR, because when you start adding three or four races per weekend, well, then the podcast even get longer. And I mean, we all know from last week, we went way over 2 friggin' hours. Not griping. It was fun. I had a blast doing it. Anyways, let's get into SRX, which is a superstar racing experience. Now officially known as the Camping World SRX Series. Kelly, it's not your fault. Not your fault at all. Not at all. Like I said, we had a lot of fun last week. And it was, I didn't care. Hell, it made for an interesting podcast. That's for sure. So the SRX, Superstar Racing Experience, better known as SRX, is also officially known as the Camping World SRX Series. So Camping World, which is Lemonis. He also sponsors the NASCAR Truck Series, which is the Camping World Truck Series. Anyways, it's an auto racing series founded by Tony Stewart, Ray Evraham, Sidney Montag, and George Pine. The formation of the series was announced on July 13th, 2020, and debuted on June 12th, 2021, televised by CBS Sports. Which is, remember the CBS Sports part, because that does have some interesting, that becomes interesting later. SRX, I have to kind of move this over now. SRX is running a 6-race debut season. It drew direct contrast from NASCAR when aiming for shorter races at shorter tracks, and also with the random pairing of driver and crew chief from each race. Founder Tony Stewart compared it to the old, anybody remembers the IROC series, International Race of Champions, by comparing the aspects of identical cars and an all-star cast of drivers. The cars are completely designed by founder Ray Everham and were in concept stage when the series was founded in July 2020. Teaser photos of the car showed it was a high rear spoiler and said to have high horsepower and low downforce. Fury Race Cars serves as the car's chassis designer and builder. The cars will use Lemoor V8 396 engines, which are primarily featured in the Arkham Menard series with components from Edelbrock, while brakes are provided by the Performance Friction Corporation, or PFC. Drivers receive their cars before each race via random draw. The drivers, a series lineup, is made up of younger up-and-coming drivers looking for exposure in addition to the older and retired drivers. In addition to those running the full schedule, the series provides a Rocky Balboa car for a local champion at each track and arena entry for notable drivers making cameo appearances. So, kind of give you an idea, we'll go over this first race. We won't go over. Let's kind of go over the format real quick. You got two heat races, 15 minutes each. They'll run as many laps as they can. In that 15 minutes, when 15 minutes is up, right after the 15 minutes comes off, then they throw the white flag. Next flag is the checkered. Race is over. After the first heat race, they invert the full field from, if you finish first, you're going to start 12th in the second heat race. Then we race another 15 minutes. Then we take that finishing order and we line them up for the feature race, which is normally, most of these tracks will be 100 laps, except for Slinger Speedway, which will be 150 laps. Well, in this feature race, finishing 12th, he only completed 9 laps, was Bill Elliott, who started 4th. 11th, and by the way, Bill Elliott, awesome Bill from Dawsonville. Okay, pump the brakes right now. I don't have Kim here to pump it, but I'm going to pump the brakes anyways. Danica Patrick didn't know that was Bill Elliott's nickname. I don't know. I mean, I'll give Alan Beskowitz credit. It had been me in that booth with her. Huh. Yeah, I might have just, push a little more under the bus to show that even though you race NASCAR, you don't know shit about NASCAR. Anyways, that's just me. That's just the way I would do it. Anyways, for me, hearing Beskowitz back on the call was awesome. I miss him from the days of NBC and TNT, I think it was. So I do miss Alan Beskowitz being on these broadcasts. I wish he was back in doing NASCAR. He does call it a great race. Danica was kind of a bore, shall I say. She never really got excited. And yeah, she was just a bore. But luckily, she's only there for 2 races, and then we'll get some editor help from Beskowitz, and hopefully the other people we get are a lot more jovial or excited. I mean, maybe I'll take a page. You know, maybe Danica should watch Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Clint Bowyer. Get an idea of how to actually be. And all right, I'm back. 2 things. I just hit a white owl and you shaved. Yes, I did shave. So it's growing back. And you hit a white owl. Holy crap. Anyways, let's get back into this finishing order. In 11th was Michael Waltrip. He completed only 51 laps of 100 laps. In 10th was Marco Andretti. That would be Michael Andretti's son. Marco's only running the Indianapolis 500 this year. For any cars, he's not running any more races. He started 9th, completed 98 of 100 laps. In 9th place was Paul Tracy, a former IndyCar racer. He started 6th, but completed only 99 of 100 laps. 8th place was Willie T. Riz, man. Riz is a veteran. First African-American to race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. He started 10th, completed all 100 laps. Everybody from here on up completed all 100 laps. In seventh place was Tony Kanaan, started seventh. Again, another IndyCar driver. He actually subbed for Jimmy Johnson at Indianapolis 500 this year because Jimmy's only doing the road courses. In sixth place, the only guy I really don't know nothing about is Ernie Francis Jr. He started fifth, finished sixth. In fifth place, we had Bobby Labonte of NASCAR Hall of Famer. I think, yeah, he should be out of NASCAR. If not of NASCAR fame. He started eighth, finished fifth. Fourth place, our reigning, this is what's crazy, our reigning Indianapolis 500 winner, Elio Castroneves, started 11th, finished fourth. How crazy is that? The reigning Indianapolis 500 champion finished fourth place in this race. Third place, series founder, one of the series founders, best known as Smoke, Tony Stewart, started third, finished third. Second place, seeing this guy back on track, former NASCAR driver. For those of you that didn't know, he drove the 16 car for Roush Fenway Racing back in the day. But that is Greg Biffle, better known as the Biff. He started 12th, finished second. Great, great run. I mean, let's talk about the Biff for a minute. Because after the second heat race, he got into a wreck. And he had to go to a backup car. Now, the thing is this, they don't change tires at all. Unless you get a flat. Whatever tires you start on with heat race one, you are also running in the feature race, which I kind of like. But because of him braking, he actually had to go to a backup car, which then they put, I think it was a 39 lap scuffs on this. So they had tires that they scuffed up, in other words, had been already been on the track for 39 laps, and they put them on his car. However, when I think they said it during the race that race one was like 36 laps and heat two was obviously right here, 35 laps. So that's what, 71 laps? Okay. The guys that get a backup car, they need to be put on the same amount of laps. Damn, good news, I didn't have alcohol. I didn't be alcohol poisoning because it went down my lip. Hey, Tom, no big deal, man. You got to admit something. I know jack squat about racing. I know my mom's a big Bill Elliott fan and all my Brazilian friends live Formula One. Exactly. Hey, it's no big deal. The only thing I can say I was lucky about is when I was younger, we went to a racetrack in Portland, Oregon, called Rose City Speedway. I don't really recall watching any NASCAR races until the mid-80s. I know we watched Indianapolis 500 every year. That was like it was always on Memorial Day, so we always watched that one. But it's following, like, even back in the 80s, it was hard, even in the 90s, it was really actually hard to follow most of these events because, you know, CBS or ABC might carry the Daytona 500. And, all right. Sorry, I'm looking at here at the top screen and it's showing me also. It showed me freeze. I'm like, oh shit. Anyways, it was hard to figure out what channel was showing what race, and some races are shown like now where we got all 36 races on. Like we have the whole IndyCar schedule on, and then the whole Formula One schedule is on. Oh. Yeah, we let me hit show on that. We did have it. When are we doing our little? Yeah, we definitely we'll get that one planned up. Maybe we'll hit that around August. Be a good time. Just college football starts back up, and we can give all of our reasons why we hate BYU, and most of it revolves around. It revolves around a few things for me. Goddamn, I'm still freezing on this end. Am I freezing on your guys' end? Can't wait for the chat. Oh, I'm hoping hell. That's gonna make a fun episode. Hopefully it's not freezing on your guys' end. And everything's still going for me. We're going good for the show. I only have it live up on my phone or anything to know. Dang it. I mean, that's why I should have it up. Anyways. And a winner. A non-superstar. Pitbulls. Tony Sturgeon all in. A little bit sounds still fine. Okay, thanks. And the winner was Doug Kobe. He is a ringer of Stafford Speedway, Stafford Motor Speedway, up in Stafford, Connecticut, I believe it was. And he had won 30 feature races there. He's led over or raced over 10,000 laps there before. But this time he started first. He led laps 1 through 8, then 25 through 61, 65 through 96, and then 98 through 100. Complete all 100 laps and won the race over all the big time superstars. And unfortunately, they placed the checkered flag around the door. When he went to go out of the car to celebrate, he stepped on the checkered flag and fell on his rear. Which doesn't matter. It's still a great show. I enjoyed it. One thing that they did do, I thought was quite interesting, was they had that CBS didn't know what to call it. Alan Bestwick, I think he didn't call it the fun flag. But it was pretty much a caution flag where the field got spread out a little bit. So they tightened, threw a yellow flag to get them side by side and get it tightened up to have racing again. So I enjoyed it. It reminds me of the old IROC days that happened back up through, mid-2000s, I think, is when last IROC race we had. And it reminds me so much of that, except for the difference this time is we don't have really a lot of active drivers. It's more of a super all-star superstar racing. Doug Kobe is an active Wheel and Modified Series racer, but Biffle's no longer racing NASCAR. Stewart's retired from NASCAR. Elio only ran the Indianapolis 500. Bobby Labonte is retired. Ernie Francis, I don't know what he's doing. Tony Kanaan, like I said, he filled in for Jimmy. And he's only going to fill in for Jimmy Johnson at Indianapolis or at the Oval Tracks for IndyCar. Willie T. Ribbs is definitely, and he's like 63 years old. So he's definitely retired. Paul Tracy is retired because he's a commentator for NBC for IndyCar races. And then Marco Andretti is only doing the one race. I was only doing the Indy 500 for any Indy cars. And Michael Waltrip is retired. He does the grid walk for Fox during the Fox pre-race show. And Bill Elliott, obviously, and he's also retired. He's there. He's at the track every Sunday anyways for NASCAR with his son Chase. So besides the little ringers they bring in, it's pretty much an all-star event, which is what the original should have been, the old school IROC series, but they were using current drivers of the era. Now, like we stated earlier, or I was talked about earlier, it's Saturday nights under the lights, Saturday night racing. It'll be six straight weeks. So we just got done June 12th, 2021. I almost made a Sammy Hagar mistake at Stafford Motor Speedway. Now we go to Knoxville Raceway on June 19th, this Saturday, which is a dirt track, June 19th. And then the week after, we go to Eldora Speedway, which is another dirt track. That one is owned and ran by Tony Stewart. Then we go July 3rd, we go to Lucas Oil Raceway. Now, most people don't remember the name Lucas Oil Raceway. But if you remember the name IRP from like the Xfinity Series, Truck Series days, that is Indianapolis Raceway Park right there. I don't remember how close it is to the big track, but it's in that same area. But now it's sponsored by Lucas Oil, so they call it Lucas Oil Raceway. July 10th, we go to Slinger Speedway, which that one will be 150 laps. And then we finish July 17th at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, which is ironic because that's where NASCAR Cup Series is going this weekend. But we'll get into that here in a bit. Once we get going. once I get into this, I kind of did this backwards. I was going to do racing news, but I went straight into these other series. So let's finish it up with the All-Star Race at Texas Motor Speedway. Now, I've got to do this just a little bit different because I'm blind and I can't see shit. Yeah. So let's see here. All right. Texas Motor Speedway. The open race, winner of each round advances into the All-Star Race. Three winners plus one fan vote winner will advance into the All-Star Race. 50 laps around the 1.5 mile track for a total of 75 miles. Stages, or as they call them, rounds, were 20 laps, 20 laps, and then a 10-lap shootout for the open. Again, in the open, each winner of each stage, so you got your first stage, second stage, and then the final stage, move on into the All-Star Race, and plus a fan vote winner. Well, we started stage one. This would be lap one through, or round one, lap one through 20. Lap four, Bubba Wallace spins. No harm, no foul. Chris Buescher and Austin Cindric had drive-through penalties before the caution. However, now they will restart behind the field. A huge break for both drivers. Hey, look, we got Kim behind me. Hi, Kim. Me, you're going to bail out. Everyone will see you. So, of course, it took us four laps to get that all done and get them all re-racked. So, we restart the race. Lap nine, another caution. Chris Buescher gets spun out by the number 47, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., or as we like to call him, Spinhouse. Lap 13, we restart the race. Lap 14, went under caution. Number 43, Eric Jones, spins off the 14 car in turn three. The 99, Daniel Suarez, collects Jones. Both 43 and 99 are out of the race. Lap 18, restart. And we make it to lap 20. Winner, Ross Chastain, advances into the All-Star Race. Ross started last due to an inspection fail. And Kelly says rest, Kim. Kelly says rest. You need to rest. See, you can rest and you can do you rest and you can sleep. You can do convoy tonight. Now I'll be awake for convoy. All right. So we re-rack them. We start off stage two, round two, lap 21 to 40. Single file racing, boring, and we get to lap 40 with no instances, no restarts, no nothing. Winner, Tyler Reddick, advances into the All-Star Race. Stage three, round three, lap 41 through 50. This is 10 laps. Only green flag laps count, so if there is a wreck, they won't count the laps under caution. Again, no cautions. Lap 50 winner is Eric Almirola, who advances into the All-Star Race. Fan vote was the number 21 car, Matt DiBenedetto, advances into the All-Star Race. So, sidebar, I get very sick in the heat. I can't regulate temperature very well. Yeah, I think it's the same thing for both me and Kim, too, Kel. And we had a problem in our room yesterday where our vent had actually got closed off on the, we have these little plastic things that, because we live in a trailer house, that go over the vent because the vents are still on the floor because it's old trailer. So it rolls up and it shoots the air, pushes the air out. Well, unfortunately, the opening in the front got really squeezed off and it was actually pushing all the cool air to the bed. And I didn't notice it until after after she was off and not feeling well. But, you know, it sucks. I mean, you know, I went back. I mean, what does a husband do? He goes back, you know, your wife wants to be a part of the podcast, wants to be part of the show. You go back there and she's snoring away, you let her sleep. This is what I do. You know, if it was me, she would have done the same goddamn thing. Yeah. And and the worst part is, like, I'm not sure, like, when ours was built here, but, you know, when we're 116 in the house, or 116 outside, the AC temp is sitting around 82, 85. And it really messes everything up. You know, I mean, I have it set at 78 to run, but it just friggin', you know, this is a fucking tin box, what it is. Tin roof, you know, straight up tin box of what we live in. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree. Chris would do the same. Yeah, I don't know a husband that wouldn't do that for his wife. You know, let him sleep. Let him get rest. You know, she worked her ass off yesterday down there in that fucking heat. So, you know, and I can do the podcast. You know, it's just, I've got myself thrown off a little bit. But anyways, we'll get into the rest of this all wherever. Hell, wait, I just lost all my stuff again. Ah, here we go. We'll get into the rest of this all-star race. So we get into the main part of the all-star race. And we got Grand Marshals Tom Landry Jr. and Coach Joe Gibbs. Say, gentlemen, start your engines. Sammy Hagar performed I Can't Drive 55 during the pace laps, which is funny because he made a common error. He said it's 21:20. And the fans were kind of giving him his fans were giving him a hard time today, saying, is that the name of a new album? And some were saying, nah, you had 51:50 on the brain, which is his first album with Van Halen back in the 80s. Anyways, stages or rounds, six rounds in this all-star race, 100 laps for a total of 150 miles. The rounds or stages will be 15, 15, 15, 15. So four times 15. And then we'll go for a 130 lap stage. And then we'll finish off with 10 friggin' laps. Round one, 1 through 15, lap 6, Christopher Bell was in the process of spinning but saved it. However, NASCAR jumped the gun and threw the yellow before he either spun out or saved it. And he ended up saving it. Again, NASCAR, what the fuck? You guys remember the truck race wreck, right? Now, all of a sudden, now we're throwing the yellow too fucking soon. You know, come on, man. We got to get consistent on throwing yellows. Now, if you're going to throw a yellow, I mean, if this is the way it's going to be, then we got to keep it the same the rest of the time. Because I know there's a couple times where people were in spins later on that they didn't throw a freaking caution for it. I forgot to write it down. But, you know, it should have happened. So, because it was all green flags laps count, there's no yellow flag laps. So, of course, we restart at lap 6. It's a lap 15 with no other issues, and winner is Kyle Larson. There's a key to keep an eye on how many times Larson wins. And I forgot to write down all this freaking format. Oh, no, I did it. Stage 2, round 2, laps 16 to 30. Now, this is where it gets interesting. For round 2, the field will be inverted with a random draw, starting anywhere between 8 and 12. So, in other words, they're going to open up a box on the stage, and it's going to say either 12, 9, 10, or 8. Well, you open up the first box, we inverted the field from 12th. So 12th place started first for round 2. Well, we started round 2, no cautions. Winner of that round was Ryan Blaney. So now we go to stage 3, another 15 lapper. This is going to be lap 31 through 45. For round 3, the entire field will be inverted. So now Ryan Blaney, who was the winner, now goes to dead last 21st. Oh, God, I don't know what the hell you're thinking. Anyways, lap, again, no cautions in this. Lap 45, winner's Alex Bowman. Not a lot of race. I mean, there was a little bit of racing here and there, but it wasn't that much. This package is low horsepower, high downforce. Really, we just need to get rid of the goddamn high downforce. Let's make these cars fucking spin out. Let's make these cars, you know, make them freaking get loose. You know, these suckers are almost like driving slot cars right now. Sorry, I need to get a drink. So we move to stage 4. Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, stage 4. For round 4, this is lap 46 through 60. The field will be inverted with a random draw, again, starting anywhere from 8th to 12th. We inverted the top 9 cars. Well, again, no caution flag. We get to lap 60. William Byron wins this race. Just so you know, Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, and William Byron are all Hendrick Motorsports cars. Ryan Blaney was a Penske car. Stage 5. Oh, God. This is the 30 lapper. Stage 5, round 5. Pretty much lap 61 through 90. Mandatory 4-tire pit stop during this round. Also, the winner, they also are going to have a pit stop competition during this round, which was, we had no idea what the fuck was going on. The round 5 starting lineup will be determined based on drivers' cumulative finishes through the first 4 rounds. The driver with the best cumulative finish will start first, while the driver with the worst cumulative finish will start last. If there is a need for a tiebreaker, it will be determined in this order. Most all-star wins, most career cup series race wins, and then current driver standings. First of all, during the evening, round 2, round 3, even at the end, we had no idea what was going on. Round 4, they finally gave us a little bit thing on TV to say, well, this is where everybody's kind of at. Again, why make this shit complicated for the fans? And it's not just complicated for the fans. It's complicated for the spotters. It's complicated for the teams. This was a fucking joke. Again, NASCAR overthinking the fucking all-star race. I look at it this way. Run it until we get to lap 10. And then we do some kind of crazy ass inversion or something. Or stop them every 15 laps or something. I don't know. We don't need, this was a cluster. So lap 79. Yeah. There we go. Kelly says DB, she thinks DB woke up, he was tired and got to bed late. I woke him up, woke him at the show start, but he fell back asleep. I understand. I've been there. I've done that. Alarm goes off, hit off and go right back to sleep and then be late for work. Done that millions of times. So lap 79. So now we're in this 61 through 90. Lap 79. We actually made it 79. Lap 79. Ross Chastain spins after making his pit stop. However, after seeing the replay, Newman got into Chastain helping him spin. Okay, so this is actually a legit caution. So again, because we're not counting those laps, we restart lap 79. And then we go to lap 90 with no more cautions. Winner, Chase Elliott. Again, now all 4 Hendrick Motorsports cars have won one of 6 stages. Pit stop competition winner was the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports team, Chase Elliott's team, and they got a $100,000 bonus. Stage 6. Oh, that's cool. He doesn't leave for an hour. That's good. Round 6. Lap 91 through 100. For round 6, the starting order will be based on drivers finishing positions in round number 5. What a thought process. Well, we actually had a race between Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Larson. Unfortunately, because of the package, once you got on the side of a car, unlike, you know, Daytona and Talladega, where if you got cars helping you, well, actually, it's the same thing. Cars help you on the outside or behind you, they'll help push you forward. And that really didn't even happen to miss, because Chase gave Brett Keselowski a few hard pushes, and he should have went past Larson, but he never did. It's like the cars just, you know, they just died on. Babe, you okay? What's wrong? Emily? Anyways, your lap 90 winner was Chase Elliott. Or lap 90, oh my God, we're in the last stage, Scott. Winner of $1 million was Kyle Larson. And Kyle Larson won last week at Sonoma. Hendricks won like the last 4 or 5 friggin' races. Well, I was going to get into racing news, but I think I need to. All I want to say about the All-Star race is it's still a fucking joke. Texas did not provide a great race, but I'm not going to blame the track. I'm going to blame NASCAR. Bad package. I mean, we still have a low downforce or low horsepower package. We just need low downforce. You know, you don't want to have, you want to run 550 engines, fine. You know, 550 horsepower, fine. But let's drop the fucking spoilers off. You know, go back to the short ass spoilers we used to run. Low downforce. Make these guys work. I mean, I don't know, I'm sure everybody remembers these guys sliding around and almost wrecking every goddamn lap of these races. You know, they had their hands full. And they still do here and there, but not as much. Most time you get it by it because somebody bumps you. Or somebody, you know, or the arrow gets around you and they can actually push your car around. But other than that, it was just all stories. That's all it was. And I'll let her know, Kel. I will let her know. But other than that, I mean, this next week, NASCAR goes to Nashville, Fairgrounds Speed. Sorry. Anyways, NASCAR goes back to Nashville, Fairgrounds Speedway. Been a while since we've been there. I can't remember why we left. I think it was because it was shitty racing and no fans. Or it might have been because it was probably back in the time when we were getting 100 to 200,000 fans and now we're not again. I don't remember the reason why we stopped racing there. I just remember we did. I'm sure it had something to do with the market and stuff too. Anyways, we're going to go back there this week. Hopefully it's a good race. Fingers crossed. Formula One will be back at the French Grand Prix at the Paul Ricard course, which, oh Lord, if NASCAR isn't good and F1's not good, because the Paul Ricard track is kind of hell boring too. Oh, this could be a bad weekend for racing. Well, at least we got SRX Saturday night. I will definitely be tuning in. We will definitely be tuning in for that. And we'll talk about it again next Tuesday. And obviously these Tuesdays at 5 a.m. are going to become a normal. So get used. I guess we can say it will be a normal thing from here on out. And then depending on what we do during off season, will not be whether or not we keep it going. Other than that, let's just jump into the last and final bit here. And that is somewhere's. I got everything clicked right. And that is episode 104 tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on this Used and Abused YouTube channel and Facebook channel. We're going to do Convoy, 1978 movie, starring Kris Kristofferson, Ally Sheedy, Burt Young, I'm trying to remember who's in it, Madge Sinclair. I think it's Madge. That one, I can't wait to talk to you about her because she's gone and played some interesting parts afterwards, which I've seen. But until then, I'm going to go get some sleep. I'm going to put Kim back to bed. We're both going to get sleep, and we'll be back for the 7 p.m. show tonight when we're going to talk about Convoy, which is a trucking movie. I believe it's on, might be on Prime, but I know it's also on Epic's movie channel on their on demand too. So if you got Epix, you can check it out. Epix has actually got the full version, where I think the Prime Video has the cut up version. Good night, Tom. Yes, sir. Good night and good morning. But until tonight, you guys have a great day. Those of you that are working, have a great work day. We will see you later tonight. Yes, Kel, definitely. Thank you. We will rest well and we will heal those bodies. And you have a great time, Tom. You too. You get some rest to my Damn. I can't even talk, so obviously it's time to get the hell out of here. Anyways, till later tonight. Have a good day. Good afternoon. And we'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Peace.